Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What would cause someone to give up the comforts of home, a successful business, to go halfway around the world with his family? Sheldon Chi and his wife Dora are the owners of Violet's Fine Hawaiian Jewelry. 4 years ago, the Lord led them to uproot and move to Brazil with their children to plant churches. Join me now in this pre-recorded interview as Sheldon Chi shares his story. I'm here today with Sheldon Chi. He is a missionary to Brazil, along with his wife, Pastor Dora. And I'm here to ask him about the journey. You see, he was a businessman, still is a businessman, but as a businessman, how he got called from the jewelry business now to doing mission work in Japan. Sheldon, first of all, thank you for being with us. How did it take place? I mean, Violet's Hawaiian Fine Jewelers, well known in Hawaii, but now you're a missionary. Take us back. How did it unfold?
Well, I don't know how far I can remember, but I know that our church helped us to open our hearts to missions. And I guess it starts with small, short mission trips. It starts with being able to pray on a regular basis for missionaries and open up our hearts and our wallets to be able to give to missions. And then the heart just opens up for the lost people. And that's how it all begins.
So you sit in church, you lead worship, be part of the worship team as a musician. When did God begin to work in your heart to say, no, I want you now, not just short-term mission, I want you to go for a few years, maybe longer? When did you begin to sense that happening?
Well, I one story that comes to mind is a message that reminds me that I used to always say, my wife is called to be pastor. She had dreams and visions of being an evangelist and church planting. But the message that I heard one sermon was, if you're a mature Christian, you know what the Father wants. Any child walking into the kitchen seeing a puddle of milk might say, a young child, an immature child might say, it's not my mess, and just walk away. But the mature son of the family would know, Father, I think Father would want me to clean up that mess and clean up that mess. So my question was, am I mature? I've been a Christian for a long time, or am I still a baby? And I realized I better start doing things what a mature Christian would do and take care of the business that Father wants me to take care of.
Well, I love that. It speaks to me. I think it speaks to us. But it's understanding the concept of being mature and then working the logistics out of, you're in your life, you have a routine, there's certain progressions that you go through. I would imagine in business, there's certain business systems, there are business cycles that you know of. It's like that, I think, from a general standpoint in any business or in any operation. It's unique to itself, but now owning your own business, running your business, and then having this, it seems to me almost like a collision of realities. You understand the concept of it, but how did it relate now to Sheldon Chi, Dora Chi, going to take care of God's business? How did that translate?
It... I had to first make the decision in my heart that I was going to be a missionary. And then I just planned, just like how I planned to start the business, I had to plan how to stop the business. And things had to be sold. The rent had to be canceled, or the landlord had to talk to the landlord, and just a number of things. So we just planned it out. Even our own home, we had to plan what to do. But the decision had to be made. Am I going to take care of my father's business, or am I going to just do my own thing? And once I made the decision, the rest was easy.
Sheldon, how long did it take? Did you deliberate on it for a while or what?
Well, it took maybe a week or two to once I knew I need to do God's business. Maybe a week before I made the decision, the firm decision. Then it took maybe 3 months to slow things down and to stop what I normally did, my normal routine, and start the new routine.
How did Dora feel?
Oh, she was waiting for me to be a missionary for 10 years, I think. That's her story.
So she was elated, yeah, to say the least.
Yes.
How about the Kiki, your children?
I'm glad that they were not too old, not set in their ways. Dora planned things out where she homeschooled for many years because she knew as a missionary had to be a professional homeschooler. And the children really, they were okay. They didn't have resistance. They were a little excited. Not totally excited, but they were young, so it was easy.
I'm going to take a few steps back. You, at this certain point recently, made the decision, recently meaning a few years ago. Now, you mentioned Dora had been praying. She said, she was obviously elated 10 years. So this implies that there were times when you were not ready, when God was actually trying to get your attention to say, Sheldon, I want you to take care of my father's business, but you weren't ready. Is that correct?
Well, I think the excuse I would use is I'm not called. But I know God wants our family to be together, whatever we're doing. So Dora, in the 10 years, was obeying God in preparation, in seminary, in being an intern pastor, in doing life groups and cell groups, and doing whatever training Pastor Terry asked her to be prepared to be a pastor. And but I did whatever God asked me to do in terms of life groups and cell groups and worship practice and leading men's groups and going on some short-term missions trips. That's what transpired in that 10 years.
Why didn't you say, okay, I'm going to do the Father's business here in Hawaii? There's a lot of business that needs to be done here. Why do I need to do it in Brazil or some other country?
Prior to the Brazil opportunity, one of the things that Dora calls seminary training was 6 months missionary in East Timor, one of the newest countries, and no electricity, no water.
Off the grid, totally.
Yeah. So 6 months I was out there. I thought of it as a camping trip, but that was more like my seminary training, quote unquote. And when I returned, I had some Portuguese background. I had the training of having to learn a new language. And so when Brazil came about, I thought, well, I think our family, Dora and myself, would be able to contribute to the team. So we asked Pastor, if you think we fit the team, we're available.
Some people might be thinking as they're listening, maybe they're tuning in right now, they're saying, oh yeah, they're talking about a mission, maybe a short-term mission. They went away for a couple of weeks. How long? How long was this commitment that you had in front of you?
Our original commitment was at least 3 years, and we're on our fourth year, and now the goal is to not stop until we've multiplied, which means the churches that we plant other churches that plant other churches. Then they're doing what we're doing, then I would feel a release.
It's more than 3 years, more than probably 6 years. The time will double. God knows. What has happened inside? As you have surrendered to God, your maturity level, spiritual maturity, I'm gonna clean up the spilled milk in the kitchen because I know my father would want me to do it. What's happened inside? Describe to us what's going on.
I'm constantly wanting to encourage people wherever you are to think of the person that doesn't know Jesus, and whether they're across from you in your office or across the street, your neighbor, or across the world, that if they don't know Jesus, they're not going to end up in heaven. And if you're the only one available in that office, the only Christian in the office, you're chosen to tell them you're the watchman. And that's one of the things I'd like to remind people, that you're the watchman. You're called to, if the enemy's coming, sound the alarm, or you're responsible.
You don't sound like you're planning to retreat anytime soon or disengage anytime soon. And he's not. In fact, he's on his way back. In fact, he might already be in Brazil as we're listening to this pre-recorded interview with Sheldon Chi. He has a certain level of grace and ease, but there's an inner tenacity. It also exists in his wife. Boy, she really, Dora Chi, if you ever get a chance to meet her, to sit with her, Jamie, my wife and I were with Dora and Israel Nita, along with Dr. Kerry Ishihara, having dinner together just to talk about future plans with our Paradise Global Mission, joining in with them and sending short-term teams for their longer-term mission to supplement, to resource, to support them. Poor boy, Dora. Pastor Dora is on fire for the Lord. She loves the people of Brazil, and she is strategically, tenaciously, energetically raising up leaders, ministering in small groups, planting churches throughout the northeastern part of Brazil, an area called Fortaleza, the Ceará area. And as they do, as Sheldon has mentioned, planting churches that will eventually reproduce churches. And again, first, second, third generation churches. We'll be back with more from Sheldon Chi. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner.
Friday, June 19th.
Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry
presents the 18th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament
at Kapolei Golf Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. Visit jccy.org to register.
Teams are filling fast. Register today.
Learn about special sponsorships at jccy.org. See why golfers return year after year.
Friday, June 19th.
Register at jccy.org.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you can go in the kitchen as a child and you can see the milk that was spilled on the ground, and as a child, you could analyze the situation, and as a little child would do, try to figure out who spilled it, when did it spill, has it been down there for a long time. You could analyze it. You could blame. You could say, maybe it's not my job, it's not my responsibility, it's someone else's responsibility. Someone else did it, they should clean it. And so on and so forth. Sheldon Chi talked about taking care of the Father's business, how when we see a problem, what do we do about it? Do we pretend it's not there? Nor do we deliberate? Or do we blame? And there are other ways to respond. He decided that God was leading him to clean it up. And it translated for him. And he and his wife, Sheldon and Dora Chi, going on a mission trip. Not a short-term mission trip, but a longer-term mission trip to Brazil to plant churches. And he's with us today in this pre-recorded interview, and he's going to explain further about the process and what God has done in his experience as they took their family there to serve the Lord, to plant churches. Here's more with Sheldon Chi.
To tell them, you're the watchman. And that's one of the things I'd like to remind people, that you're the watchman. You're called to, if the enemy's coming, sound the alarm, or you're responsible.
You don't sound like you're planning to retreat anytime soon or disengage anytime soon of the work that God has given you in Brazil. Why do you feel it's so important to, as you say, reproduce? Okay, so you plant churches. What's in it in the quote-unquote reproduction? What's so vital about that?
Well, for one thing, God, the original plan was Adam and Eve reproduce. So we're called to multiply. But the important thing about having new churches is that they're not people, they're not pew warmers. They're excited. They have new babies. They're newly saved. And they are the ones who usually will tell people more excitedly, with more passion. Whereas people that may be in church for a long time, they begin to be slower, or it's not as important. So new churches plant, tend to have more new believers, and that's the one of the benefits of new churches being planted constantly.
It may be said theoretically, as you just described, that is so, theoretically speaking. Practically speaking, have you seen that?
Yes, we have a one team that we're especially happy about and very hopeful for. They're none of our original team from Hawaii is with them, and they glow with excitement every week. They more than once a week, they come back and tell stories of miracles, of people being saved, of people being freed from drug addiction, or from crippling diseases. And I see it. They're full of joy, and causes others, other their friends and their family, to be excited to go with them the next time they go out.
Share with us about, you alluded to it, about the signs and wonders that God has been performing while there in your ministry.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things I remember right now is there was a, a, a child born from birth that was not able to speak, and the parents thought this is just a regular physical birth defect, but the team that went out could see spiritually that something's happening. So in their vision, they saw that they need to pray a certain way. And when they prayed the certain way for release, for the demon to release the child from the mute or the disorder, immediately the child started to speak during that home meeting. And the parents were amazed, and there was someone there that was hard-hearted that was shocked and was more open to the word. And the child, first thing was to say, yeah, I want to go to school. I want to go to school. And no one knew.
The child was thinking.
Yes.
The child was growing emotionally, socially, but just couldn't talk.
Didn't say anything from birth.
So it's like the mouth was loose.
Yeah.
Freed.
And then could speak and express himself.
And then they saw the heart of someone else who witnessed this miracle. Their heart was open to Christ, mm-hmm. open to the gospel. Is that what happened?
The story I heard was this one individual was very aggressive and didn't want them to come into the house, didn't want to hear anything. But they could see the person's face melt and, wow, I want to hear more. And so the miracle just, it affects more than the person being healed.
I think it comes in the face of, on the one hand, we live in a world where there's a lot of doubt, or maybe in America, where there's a lot of doubt that those things don't happen. But and we read this in Scripture, there's certain things that Jesus didn't do because there was no faith in the area or in the atmosphere or in the context of what was taking place. Do you think desperation makes people raises the level of faith? It's more of a conjecture, but I wonder what your take on it would be, Sheldon.
I think desperation is just one factor. We don't know the formula of how signs and wonders occur. We try to really hear and obey the Holy Spirit, guide us to which home, what message to share, what word from what we read this morning, what word do they want to hear, do they need to hear? And God is really using our mouth to speak, using our hands to pray. And he does the miracle when he feels this is the right time and the right place. And really, I try to figure out a formula, but I don't know. I don't know what the formula is.
Maybe God doesn't want us to figure it all out.
Yeah.
You know, we have to keep on going again by faith.
That's where faith is.
And trusting in Him. How do you hear? How do you hear the Lord say, okay, go to this house, go to that house? How does God speak to you in that way?
It's more a feeling, an impression. I cannot say I've ever heard the voice of God audibly, verbally, but it's more out of all the options, okay, this one, this road looks like what we should be going, so let's just try this way. And
He leads you along in that way?
It's more like an impression, it feels right, let's try this way. But it's preceded by prayer. It's preceded by constantly acknowledging God, and He leads makes our path straight.
How has learning the language been? You said you learned a little bit early on. Okay, how has it been for you now that you're living there?
Personally, it's a daily learning activity. A breakthrough came when we were asked to renew for another year. And I just honestly said that to Dora, if I'm not useful, if I'm not productive, I don't know why I need to be in Brazil. The translators are leaving. This one that I'm always partner with is going. And this So honestly, why would I want to spend church's money and be here if I can't speak? After returning, suddenly I spoke and they understood, and all the people in the training said, "Hey, what happened to this guy? How come he can speak now?" And that was a miracle. It was a early Christmas gift to be able to teach in Portuguese and to be understood.
Now you speak English. Now you speak Portuguese. What other languages do you speak, Sheldon?
I speak Cantonese.
Cantonese. So you're trilingual now. What do you look forward to for your family? Oh, by the way, how have the children been? Okay, we talked about them going before, but now they're there. How have they developed?
I'm very happy that they've adapted very well. Sometimes they forget they're born in Hawaii. They joke around and speak to each other and to the locals very naturally. And I've heard that one of my children understands or speaks certain words that even our best Portuguese person didn't understand. So that's a shocker, but it's also very pleasing.
It's a gift from the Lord, organic connection to the culture, having spent so many years there early on. I'm just, you know, window shopping. I'm trying to describe something from the outside in. But what a marvel it would be to experience that. And what a gift. I think from my vantage point, it would be like a very blessed and big add-on to your obedience that God is giving you now, bilingual kids who, especially in this economy, who knows what the value of being able to speak Brazilian Portuguese is. You know, how would you like that? How would you like to learn a new language and know that God is going to give you the grace to learn it in the face of your difficulty? In fact, like Sheldon said, he was beginning to question, should he go back? I mean, it's taking a while. He's having a hard time to pick up the language. But suddenly something happens and God moves and gives him a grace to learn it, to pick it up. I believe that part of why this took place, this is my take on it, because he was there. He went by faith, obedient to God, let God move, letting God move in his life. And even in this moment of frustration, I'm not really getting the language. My translator is leaving. And then God, poof, breakthrough. He learns. Something clicks. You know, you're just a click away from God to the next breakthrough. Just like Sheldon. Think about that. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
One of my mentors is Dr. George Nagato. Pastor George was the former district superintendent of the Hawaii Assemblies of God. He was a pastor of Paradise Chapel, Assemblies of God. And he would say, he would talk about growth and learning and keeping the vibrancy in life. He'd talk about going places, go somewhere you've never gone. Do something you've never done. See something you've never seen. And it just speaks about life and the expectancy of God moving. When I would hear that, I would think, if life is getting boring for someone, or it's just the regular rigmarole of life, and you're starting to lose or sense that you're losing the vitality, maybe something new. Learn something you've never learned before. Sheldon Chi has done that. He's gone to some place he's never gone before. You know, it started with Sheldon and Dora going to East Timor for a mission trip, not knowing that years later, that would be the prelude to something even further. Who knows, my friend, what God has in store for you? And all it will take to get things in motion, as it were, would be to take one step. Maybe it's a class, a workshop of something, of a new subject that God wants to enliven in your heart and in your life, and new friends, new relationships. Well, Sheldon Chi has joined us in a pre-recorded interview, and I want to come back to him. So open your heart as you listen here, The Good Life Radio Show. You can get this program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Now, here's more with Sheldon Chi. from my vantage point, it would be like a very blessed and big add-on to your obedience that God is giving you now, bilingual kids who, especially in this economy, who knows what the value of being able to speak Brazilian Portuguese is. You know, they talk about Russia, Brazil, China, India, these big nations. Brazil is one of them. And who knows what God is going to do in their lives when they reach their adult years. I don't know if you've thought about that.
I find it a blessing that they know another language, and I'm hoping that they see the value of having languages. One of my children said, "Hey, this was pretty cool. Speak another language," which I never heard that I never heard that perspective from one of my children, and so I hope that encourages them to learn more. Even if it's not language, then just be in a learning mode to learn other things.
What do you look forward to in the days, weeks, months, years ahead?
My goal is still to see our church plant another church that plant churches.
Third generation?
Third, fourth, fifth, just continue planting churches.
Someone today listening may be at the crossroads in their life. And that story you told about cleaning up the milk. And they know deep down inside, like me, there are many times when I pretend I don't see the milk that spilled on the ground in the kitchen of my father's house. But something stuck today. They're pondering now. They've pushed the pause button on life and they're saying, is God saying something to me? What would you say, Sheldon Chi, to reinforce what the Lord may be doing in their heart and in their life?
I think that God, our Father wants, would be pleased to see His children mature. Father would want to, it would be such a joy for Father to see, to realize, not only enjoy His provision, but to go out and do His purposes and to accomplish His work, as he expressed so many times in His Word. And we don't have to go across the world. We can go across the cubicle to the next person and just be the testimony that God wants us to be, and share whatever you can about God.
You make it sound so simple, and I think in many respects we have a tendency to overcomplicate things. Some of the most valuable things in life are free. Some of the most profound things come in the greatest levels of simplicity, of practice, and some of the greatest movements of faith began with one step of simple faith. And you exude and exemplify that for us today. I do have this also, maybe a little bit of a nagging question. Someone else might be wondering about this too. How do you see God providing? It sounds so out of this world, so to speak, to go and trust God to provide for your family as a missionary when someone else is working 40 plus hours a week. And how does God make that happen? How does God provide for a family to do that?
I can only testify of how God's prepared our life. From our home, my wife decided to buy a certain house that I did not even want to take a second look at. It was the ugliest house in the nicest neighborhood. But today it's worth a lot. My children, although they're homeschooled, they're excelling in all their studies. They're not lazy. They're not specially gifted, but they're not lazy, and they really put a lot of work into the homeschool. And my business, I've always enjoyed the fact that selling jewelry was something that doesn't get spoiled or rotten, and it's not heavy, it's light, it's easy to put in a little box. And so in all areas of what I've gone through, God's prepared, and I can still continue to sell jewelry. I've advertised on KAIM and in the past, and people still come up to me and say, oh, I just heard your commercial, which it hasn't aired for 20 years, but I just heard your commercial. I don't know how it happens, but it happens. So God has provided for a long time, prepared my life, the things in my life, for what I'm doing now.
If someone wants to prepare and they don't know what they're preparing for, but they want to be in the preparation mode, what would be a good word of wisdom for them?
Keep God's word in your heart every day. Read God's word. Obey your pastor. Respect his authority. Keep praying every day, and don't stray away from God's will. Stay in God's will. Keep walking on that straight and narrow, and everything God is going to shape in for your future.
Sheldon, can you lead in a prayer? Pray for us. Pray for our dear friend right now who's listening to your story, you share. Pray for him, her, in this season of their life, because God may be positioning them for a significant next step.
Father, we just come before you, all your family, all my brothers and sisters, and we just bring our life before you as an offering. And Father, we know that sometimes we stray from what you tell us to do, and sometimes we just neglect and make believe. We don't even hear you or see the problems. But Father, we ask for forgiveness, and we ask, Lord, we could recommit our heart and life to you and want you to speak to us and want to obey. Help us by your Holy Spirit to be obedient and pleasing children. And I just pray for my brothers and sisters who are struggling to accomplish what you want them to accomplish. But Father, I know that you will not cause us to be in a situation where there's no way out, where it's too hard. You're always going to make a way out. And your love will bring us to the areas where you want us to be. I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Sheldon, thank you. Now, Sheldon will come back. We'll have just a few more moments with him. Of course, you know, this is a pre-recorded interview. Sheldon is already on his way back to Brazil to meet with Dora, Pastor Dora, and their children to continue planting churches. When we come back, more from Sheldon, a few closing words, thoughts, and I'll share a little bit of some insights as to my interaction with them, the church that they're a part of, Calvary Assembly of God, Pastor Terry Wong, a very vibrant church planting church, as well as a mission supporting church, Calvary Assembly of God. When we come back, more from Sheldon Chi. An inspiration indeed. You know why? Because he's a man of action. Faith without works, the Bible says in the book of James, faith without works is dead. Wow. Sounds abrupt, doesn't it? Faith without works is dead. We can talk all we want. We can be as holy sounding as we want. But without works, there's no fruit. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner.
Friday, June 19th.
Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry
presents the 18th Annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament
at Kapolei Golf Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. Visit jcci.org to register.
Teams are filling fast. Register today.
Learn about special sponsorships at jcci.org. See why golfers return year after year.
Friday, June 19th.
Register at jcci.org. Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yes, indeed. My special guest today has been Sheldon Chi, Sheldon Hills from not only from Brazil, but he's a local boy whom God has used here in the islands. He's a jeweler and also a missionary. He and his wife, Pastor Dora, are planting churches in the northeastern part of Brazil, and they have even a larger vision beyond that. The thing is, it's not just about planting a church. For them, is planting a church that has the DNA of reproducing other churches. In fact, that's a form of health, you know, reproducing churches, raising up leaders who would in return also plant other churches. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm grateful that you're with me today, that you've taken the time to join me. I've got just a brief final word from Sheldon, and then I'd like to come back, share a little bit more with you, some closing thoughts about faith and action, and some other insights that the Lord has placed on my heart that I think will help process what we've been exposed to today. So take the time now, and let's listen to these closing words from Sheldon Chi. Sheldon, thank you for the profound way that you have lived your life of faith, and yet the simple way that makes sets the example that it's not unreachable. It's not so, you know, you're a practical man, but you're a spiritual man. And I think in this day and age, we need legs on our spirituality, and you've got those legs. And I want those legs, and certainly Dora Moy, I talk to her, I listen to her, and she revs me up spiritually.
Hallelujah.
It's about, wanting to live for the Lord. I mean, she's no holds barred, all out for Christ and for people.
Hallelujah.
So thank you, Sheldon. Thank you for coming today. Thank you for sharing your heart and being the gift that you are.
Thank you, Doctor.
Well, Chaz on Ty, that really wasn't a whole lot of closing words from Sheldon. I said a lot. He said amen a few times. And well, that was Sheldon Chi, a gracious man indeed. You know, he talks about seeing a problem and doing something about it. And in these final moments, a few insights that I wanted to pass on to you actually starts with a question. What keeps us from actually taking that step? You know, it might seem conceptually like something we all ought to do. Well, what is it? What is it that keeps us from the reality of experiencing what others whom we admire, perhaps in some instances we wish we were doing what they were doing. We wish we had the wherewithal or the internal strength or the grace of God. God, why wouldn't you be more gracious to me to enable me to do what Sheldon and Dora are doing? Why don't you allow my family to experience that? And God might even say, look, it's yours for the taking. So what's the difference between me wanting it, seeing it, virtually tasting it even in my imagination, and experiencing it as part of my life story? You know, a life story that years later I'll go back on and say, that was part of what we did. I'm not speaking theoretically. I'm speaking out of experience. And these are the things my children, as Sheldon said, speak Brazilian Portuguese. His do. They grew up speaking. They grew up being bilingual. It's organic for them. What a gift. He didn't even know that was going to be a gift God was going to impart to his children. And you know what the economy is like. You know what the world future might be like. Brazilian Portuguese, that might be a very important language to know. Here's a quote. It's not a biblical quote, but I think it's a practical quote, and there are some biblical references that could support it. Not perfection, just progress. If you ever get stuck because you don't want to try, because you don't want to make a mistake, you don't want to stumble, you want your life to be a perfect picture, and you don't want it to be tarnished, you don't want to say too much or say too little or do things in the wrong way because someone will come in and criticize that and you will feel rejected as a result of it. That's perfection. I understand what that's like. I have some perfectionist tendencies myself. And as a result of that, I think there have been moments that I've missed. There's emails that I'm still trying to make it sound just right, and before I know it, the window closed, I needed to push send. It would have been enough. It would have been okay. Sometimes it's better to create the dialogue than have silence. Not perfection, just progress. Maybe there's the grace that God wants to instill, unveil, and release in the progress. And it's ironically, in the progress, when faith is action, when faith takes steps forward, when we move forward, the reality is we get better and better because we recalibrate even through our mistakes. We adjust. Maybe someone coaches us. Maybe someone makes a comment. Maybe a spouse points out something, maybe a child points out something that we could do better. And if we have a heart to learn, oh, it tweaks us. Maybe a teacher, maybe a coach, maybe a pastor, maybe a friend, maybe an elder. maybe the Holy Spirit just prompts something, an impression in your heart, and you correct it. You adjust it over and over and over again. Whatever it is, I'm speaking in general terms here. You become much better, more proficient in whatever it is you're doing. And oddly enough, over the course of time, what once seemed impossible, what once seemed like you could never attain, suddenly by the grace of God, not only is it attainable, it has been attained, it has become your reality, you're living in a new normal, the life of faith. Sheldon Chi speaks Brazilian Portuguese today. He's teaching lessons, he's preaching, teaching, conversing in Portuguese. He didn't have that until he went, until he learned, until he stumbled in the language along the way, speaking almost in moments where he feels even these children speak way, way better than me. Now he's trilingual, Cantonese, Portuguese, English. Thank you, Sheldon Chi, for your example to us today. And my friend, I believe that God is going to use you as you take this and go with it as God leads. The next step God has for you, it's personalized for you and what you will become and what God will do in your life. You will be a Sheldon Chi to someone else. You will be someone whom God will use mightily, powerfully. I believe that. I believe that. Yes, you. Yes, you. And so, my friend, I thank you for joining me and Sheldon today in our time. I hope that you were, I hope that you're transformed in this time that we've had together. And continue to listen in. And go to the website, thegoodlifehawaii.com, for more resources. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now. As I always say, if you haven't done so, this is the moment for you not only to share the love of Christ with someone, but for you to open your heart to Jesus if you have not yet done so. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. I've got that video there for you. And if you'd like to support us with your finances, your prayers, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click partners, and I want to thank you in advance for that. Galatians 6:2, talking about spilled milk. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Sheldon Chi. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.